Oh, now I can hear myself in my headphones. Oh, Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. We're back in the studio. Was I here last week? Like, I don't even remember.
Neither of us were here last week. Last week was Thanksgiving. Happy Thanksgiving, everybody. Late, but...
belated. And Today's an exciting day. You want to know why? Because everybody's Spotify wrapped.
Wrapped.
Yeah. Everybody's Spotify wrapped came out yesterday. Yes.
We've been waiting for this one.
We've been waiting for it all year long.
I will say, and I was thinking about this, this is unrelated to our actual music. You know, they start Spotify Wrapped on January 1st, and I'm assuming, and they end it, they must end it somewhere like, I don't know when they end it. Maybe like early November?
Yeah.
Right? And now I'm like, I'm listening to some great music right now as it is late November and it's going to be December. And I'm sad that for next year's Spotify Wrap, and this is really thinking in advance, they might not include that music because by the end of the month, they might be onto something else. And that just really upsets me.
No, I feel the same way. It's heavy on the like January, February, March, April, the spring months.
Yes. They did have November included, I will say.
Yeah. I just feel like a lot of my content, it shows you who you listen to most in what months.
Yeah.
In a skeletal way. Mm-hmm. And all of mine were like, spring, like all of my top artists I was listening to in the spring.
Yeah.
Which is crazy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, because of this news, we're going to be playing songs off our Spotify Wrapped playlist, our top song playlist.
Yes.
Each has what, like 50, 100 songs maybe?
I want to say 100.
Maybe 100 songs and sharing some of our stats along the way. I'm going to start us off with one off mine.
Please do.
A long track, but we'll cut it short. Spanish Jam, Grateful Dead, and we'll be back.
Thank you. with you. Love might bring us back together.
Thank you. It's late, so early now. The waves come in mountain phases. I'd see fire where it's not supposed to be. Saw her in a megastore. The day glow raven born into a free fall. fulfillment of a 10th grade prophecy. A motel masterpiece. Lying to the branching possibilities. Teardrops were standing in my eyes. Adored the way she modified my mornings when I'd wake up in the calm shoals of her bed. Somersaults of smoke and a universe of sleep. Before she slipped back into her heritage and disappeared. And she taught me to relight again.
That was just Saturday Night Inside Out by the Avalanches. Before that, we had I'm a Kid, Jadu Heart. Mm-hmm. How do you pronounce that, Aaliyah?
I know as much as you do.
Excellent.
I think it's Jadu Heart.
Before that, we had Tropau Blue. I don't know how to say it. Speak French. By Cortex, Music Sounds Better With You, Stardust. And we started off with Spanish Jam by the Grateful Dead. It's PSA time.
It's PSA, and then we'll talk a little bit more about our raps.
Our raps. Take it away, Aaliyah.
If it's broke, why not try fixing it? In the 21st century, when our things break, it's typical to just toss them out into the trash for the landfill and buy replacements. But that can actually waste money and time, as well as harming the environment. A simple sewing kit can cost less than a pair of socks. Mending holes in clothes with a needle and thread can often take just a few minutes, less time than browsing the web to spend money buying new ones. While some electronic devices are purposefully manufactured to be impossible to repair, websites like iFixit.com publish high-quality, detailed repair guides for free. If one of your electronic devices malfunctions, before responsibly disposing of it as e-waste, first track down the owner's manual and see if it has a reset procedure. Often enough, that will do the trick. So when something of yours breaks, consider trying to fix it to save you both time and money. Search the internet for instructions, and remember, if you were going to throw it out anyways, you don't have to worry too much about further damaging it.
I love it.
A public service message from WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio.
I'm so sorry for interrupting that.
No, it's
last
okay.
Bit.
I feel like we've read this
one recently, didn't we?
I don't think so, but we've read something similar to it.
Okay, like another repair one, another one about handiwork and how you should fix things.
Definitely.
I love it, especially considering our business idea for the future, which we're not going to reveal because
we
don't want anyone to take it.
Yeah.
All right, what was on your Spotify Wrapped, Aaliyah? Who were your top five artists? Who did you get a special message from?
Okay, so actually, it's funny that you asked this because only because we talked about this last night. Obviously, we debriefed this as our listeners, because I can, I'm sure, guess. But I then looked again because I was like, they offer a section that's like more special messages.
Really?
Yes, I found out, which I will show you later. And so my top artist was SZA. Okay, obviously, new album. I love SZA anyways, but the new album was pretty good. Her song Ghost, what is, Ghost in the Machine with Phoebe Bridgers was my number one song. It's a great song. Yes. So I got my message from SZA. However, when I was looking at extra messages, guess who else I got a message from?
Who?
Rico Nasty.
No way.
Yes. And she said, I'm in her top 1% of listeners.
Oh my gosh.
I know. Yeah. And we love Rico Nasty. Thank you. That was a big deal. I was like, what? Also, she just looks different. I think she's changed up her look a little bit. So I like was taken aback when I saw
her. Rebranding and whatnot. A little bit.
She apologized for not releasing new music. I was like, don't even worry about it. To my screen, I'm sitting there in the bathroom. Rico, don't even worry about it. But my top five artists were SZA, Lana Del Rey, obviously. Lana Del Rey and Uzi always make my top five. So both of them were on it, Lil Uzi Vert and Lana Del Rey. Miley Cyrus, new album this year too. And then my fifth person, I can't remember who was my fifth person. Tove Lo. Went to her concert, also new album. Album was released, I can't remember when. But
this makes sense for you.
Yeah,
I'm into it.
Yeah. Who are your top five? Do tell.
My top five. Bad Bunny was my number one.
Yeah. But that was my number one last year. I think I told you that.
I don't remember the consecutive sequence.
Yeah.
I can tell you who the rest were. Yeah. It was like Krongbin, which has been on my top for like years.
Yeah.
Which is crazy. Mm-hmm. Gustavo Cerati. Who else? Why am I totally going blank? Oh, Yusef Days was on there.
I was like,
and I think there's one other person who I'm totally blanking on. Was that only four? Yeah, whatever.
A good mix.
The other person.
I feel like the other person is on the tip of my tongue.
Oh, bad, not good. Bad, not good. Nice. And I think it was also just, I play bass to a lot of the songs from these people
because
they have good tracks for me.
Yeah.
And so that, like, heavily, I think, dominated my most listened to songs, artists, etc.
That's the thing.
I know.
That's why she
She-Wolf was... the burlesque dances make it up there.
Exactly, yeah. Guys. She-Wolf was my number three song. I mean, also, I did have a She-Wolf phase second semester, but more importantly, just because I played it literally so many times because of our dance.
Yeah. I'm surprised She-Wolf isn't on mine, the burlesque dances aren't on mine, because I was practicing.
Yeah, all four of those songs are on my top 100 playlist.
You know what I kind of want to play right now?
What?
Pink Panther.
Pink Panther?
Take me home.
By Pink Panther?
Yeah.
I don't know that song.
Yeah, you do.
Really? Okay.
It doesn't say it's explicit, so I'm going to play it.
Okay, I'm excited.
And then you're going to show me... I got a video. My video was from Bad Bunny. I can't show you guys. It's hilarious, though, the whole setup.
Yeah.
I've seen other artists do it. It's like a selfie type of very
this
casual thing.
This is
the
one
thing.
With selfie.
This is like a high production value, him sitting at like a nice dining table drinking a glass of champagne with like a bolo tie.
Oh, God.
Like, thank you, everybody.
I like that.
Funny.
Sophia showed it to me. I was a fan of the video.
Good. Jacob, our other roommate, was alarmed. All right. This is Take Me Home, Pink Panthers. This is going to have a switching gears, but we got range. That's what these Spotify
Yeah, we absolutely
raps.
Do. Mm-hmm.
Tell us about ourselves.
I'ma tell you the truth now, cause I'm too high to lie. I wish I was your girlfriend. Is she with you tonight? You say sorry, I'm taken. Walk away with a smile. I know I'm not mistaken. You're the love of my life. You make it hard.
Down. Me and you only get one chance. Yeah, I go die for the man.
something for me. You'll do something for me. If I like what I see, then you got the recipe. See how far you can go. Make me wanna get close. I'll do something for you. You got the recipe.
Y'all take it easy with your body, don't blame me. Y'all let it think of your love on a daily. Y'all take it easy with your body, don't blame me. Y'all let it think of your love on a daily. Y'all take it easy with your body, don't blame me. Y'all let it think of your love on a daily. Y'all take it easy with your body, don't blame me. Y'all let it think of your love on a daily.
Kills me.
Hey, we got the tail end of Ellie's little story. Yeah. All right, it's time to sign off. We're gonna attempt to co-sign off.
Do every other word.
Do you want to start?
Yeah. Well, guys, this
is
Questionable
Figures,
and
you
are
listening
to
91.5
FM
WMFO
Medford
Tufts
Freeform
Radio.
Yeah.
Whoa, that went better than I thought.
Okay, we both know how to read.
Let me just go down the track list. That was To the Beat, Y'all by the Jazz Boys. Then we had the Recipe, Luna and Catronata, Morgan Stop by Kitty, Soft Spot, Period.
You know that's our fave.
You know that's our fave.
You know that's
I
our
like
fave.
You, Toe Flow, Fresh, you know we love Toe. Spotify Wrapped.
And thank you guys home. For listening.
Thanks so much for listening. We're gonna close out. We'll see you next week when we're in the belly of the beast final season.
Oh God, digging down deep to make it through.
God. All right, catch you later.
Hallelujah, I couldn't be all alone in this world. I'd be hanging from my neck if she didn't come check for me. It's a bad day when she with me 2-4. I was on time right before she moved on. And apart from the fights we had, the nights that go bad, I miss the old days and wish she did too. My future blew up, my roots were torn down, my chest it caved in and my breath ran out. So one time for all of your bodies from college, one more for every boy that came before me. Sometimes I get so dramatic. Maybe could've made it last. She got a baby daddy who be bringing up a kid. I kinda struggle when I think about the past, but it's in the past, so I guess I try not to ask. I know your ex could take your away. I know your freshman bling wasn't yesterday. And if you lost the count of your body count, it's okay, baby, we can start fresh today. Hey.